Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Bears Senior Director of Business Development Brian McCaskey gave us an inside look at some of the fascinating historical items here at Halas Hall. From his grandfather's famous fedora to the 1963 championship ring to Red Grange's jersey, everything is kept in pristine condition in this secret storage room.
A storage closet. That's all that this is, right? What does it have in there? Mops, brooms. What's in this storage closet?
Well, it's not that big. It's bigger than a closet. It says storage, but we keep a lot of valuable stuff in there.
All right, so let's check it out. I'm excited to see this.
Get past security. Key in.
Wow, check this out.
I'm going to open the vault.
Okay.
But you have to close your eyes because I don't
want
you to see the combo.
I'm going to hold my hands over my
eyes. I'm going to block the camera so they can't see
the
combo.
Okay, perfect.
Right?
I'm ready.
Yep. All right, you can open them.
All right. I heard a lot of beeps.
It must be a lot of numbers.
One crazy combination
again
there.
One lot of numbers. But this is one of our more prized possessions. That's my grandfather's 63 championship ring from the last championship that he won.
Wow.
The box is new, but the ring is old. So this is my grandfather's ring from 1963. This is very special. This is from the 20s, and this is actually a sweater, as you can see. But on the back, what makes this very special is it was Red Grange's. This is this jacket. You've seen that classic shot.
Oh, yeah.
1963, the closing moments of the 63 championship, Bears versus the New York Giants.
Oh, yeah.
And he was wearing this jacket, you know, and everybody's hugging and jumping around, and you know, you could see steam coming out of their mouths because it was so bitter cold.
So cold. And look at the shape that it's in. I mean,
it's remarkable. His signature fedora, as we call it. I know that Tom Landry was famous for his fedora. I know my grandfather was famous for his fedora. But there it is. That's the hat he actually wore. And we also have another one in our display case in the lobby.
Looks brand new.
Yeah, it made the last.
Very cool, I see.
You want to hold it?
Yeah.
You're going to give it back, right?
Nope. No, I'm just kidding.
This is George McAfee's jersey. And if you look at the tag up close, it's Mayan Halas. My grandfather was in the sporting goods business. But I love the tagline, Mayan Halas, a bear for quality. My grandfather had many businesses, sporting goods business, a laundry business, real estate company, and all of them were to really make it through the Depression and keep the cash flow going so he could keep the team going. Playbook from the late 30s, 1938, 39, and 40. This is my grandfather's handwriting.
Drawing up plays in here, wow.
This punt formation. It's from 1940.
Check this out, 1919.
This is my grandfather's yearbook from University of Illinois, where he graduated in 1919. And of course he was a three-sport letterman, basketball, football, and baseball. And I haven't seen this before today. So there's a couple of neat things that we came across. George Halas, better known as Illinois' most versatile athlete, is famous for his batting average, always leading the team. I thought that was pretty interesting because I know he struggled when he got to the Yankees with a lifetime batting average, but certainly had a strong college experience.
Wow.
These are the original stock certificates from the beginning of the team, and we're in the process of having them restored because they're nearly 100 years old. My grandfather's signature, this particular one, is from 1922. What's neat about my grandfather and so many of the things that we have in our archives is that he saved everything, you know, and that gives us a rich history. We have a rich history, and we have the actual items that were part of the history.
Lindsay, that was a pretty cool segment. But what I'm wondering is, where is all the Pat Manley pictures? Like, I know he played on that 63 championship team. Where's the Pat Manley love?
We always give Pat Manley such a hard time on this show.
Yes, we do.
But we have a surprise. He is joining us here on the set of Inside the Bears for the next segment. So looking forward to seeing Pat and seeing Manleying the craze that's sweeping the nation.